It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The U.S. Department of Education has revamped its definition of professional degree programs.
A little-noticed provision in this year's federal budget reconciliation imposes stricter borrowing caps on federal student loan borrowers, and it's causing a wave of concerns among the nursing profession and other healthcare fields.
In nursing, the new measures could significantly restrict the funding that is available to students pursuing advanced degrees. Starting in July, students pursuing non-professional degrees will be allowed to borrow $20,500 a year, or a total of $100,000.
Nurses make up the largest segment of the healthcare workforce, and these changes come as Wisconsin faces a shortage of nurses that is growing.
To learn how the federal policy changes could affect our state's workforce and patient care, we have Gina Denick-Champion, CEO of the Wisconsin Nurses Association. Gina, welcome.
Well, good morning, and thank you for the opportunity for us to share what's going on at the Department of Education at the federal level.
Yes, and Jill Guttormson here as well, Dean of the Marquette University College of Nursing and a professor of nursing. Jill, welcome as well.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to be here.
Gina, let's start with you. What does this reclassification mean for nursing students, especially if you want to become an advanced practice nurse?
It is a place where nurses that are pursuing their advanced degrees in nursing as a nurse practitioner, the nurse anesthetist, the nurse midwife, and our clinical nurse specialist, where they can depend on getting those loans, and also if they could get some loan forgiveness as a result, it's pretty significant. Our nurses that are in school pursuing these degrees, some are having to work almost full-time and go to school at the same time. That's just in order to pay for their tuition. And losing those dollars could have an impact on the health of Wisconsin as they are becoming utilized more and more in some of those areas where there are a significant amount of lack of healthcare providers.
Impact on the health of Wisconsin. Jill, turning to you, from your vantage point heading up a college of nursing, what is your reaction to this reclassification?
I have concerns that we have many students who are interested in pursuing advanced degrees. They see the needs in our community. I'm confident we can figure a pathway forward to serve the nursing students that will enter into our programs. But I share the concern that those students may be trying to work full time, which may limit their ability to be successful in these really rigorous programs. I have concerns of individuals that have been considered an advanced degree and given the restrictions on the borrowing amounts will opt not to. And so we are losing potential future nursing workforce. And I can have concerns about the time to graduation. These caps really impact those students that want to move through their advanced degree programs quickly and get out into their advanced practice. And for our programs that are year-round, full-time, those students quickly run over those annual caps and will be needing to go into the private market for their loans. And I think students will have concerns about doing that.
Could this change at all lower the graduation rates of RNs or have a ripple effect on registered nurses?
That's a great question. In our undergraduate program, this is a graduate designation, so for graduate degrees only. Mm-hmm. So this professional designation doesn't have an impact in undergraduate nursing programs, but Marquette and many others in the state have entry-level nursing that are at the master's level. Those programs are for students that have had a degree or a career in something else and want to come back and serve as nurses. Those are the type of programs that are year-round, high level of credits each semester, and often get people out into the nursing workforce within five semesters. Wow. And so there I do also share concern that entry-level nursing will also be impacted, and that's those nurses that are at the bedside in our clinics. Mm.
Gina, the nursing profession and other areas of healthcare have worked toward parity across health professions for many years, for decades. What does this decision say about the nursing profession when the education department doesn't consider nursing a professional education?
I think that this is what is hitting nurses pretty hard right now. The social media pretty much blew up over the weekend, where they were saying, what do you mean I'm not a professional? And this is the registered nurses. And then you have these advanced practice nurses who are, you know, working in those areas where there's a physician shortage, that are not being acknowledged at the federal level as a healthcare professional. So that's, you know, obviously one of the things that are taking place on social media right now, but it's to us, it's also the impact on the dollars that will be available. It's going to be hard to continue to pursue those advanced degrees. And in the education world, we need some of those graduate level nurses that are interested in being nurse faculty members and nurse educators. And with that amount of, you know, the rate of their investment in these programs and the decreased availability of loans will certainly impact the number of enrollments that we can have within our schools of nursing. Without that graduate level and that PhD and doctorate level, I think it's going to get tough for Wisconsin to continue to try and meet the demands that we have for nurses in Wisconsin.
That is Gina Denick-Champion, CEO of the Wisconsin Nurses Association. Jill Guttormson is here, Dean of the Marquette University College of Nursing, as we talk about the Department of Education updating which majors fall under the definition of professional degrees, nursing being excluded, and we're learning what it means for the nursing occupation in our state and for patient care. Jill, with Wisconsin's average federal student loan debt roughly $32,600 per borrower, but graduate student loan borrowers have a much higher average debt, often carry undergraduate debt. Could these loan caps pressure institutions like Marquette to reduce the cost of their advanced degree programs?
We're always incredibly committed. And at Marquette, and I know across the state, of thinking about how we provide high quality education at the lowest cost. It is incredibly challenging in nursing for some of the reasons that Gina mentioned. We need clinical experts teaching in our programs, and we need to be somewhat competitive with what those faculty can make within the clinical environment. It is a highly resource intensive type of training where small classes are required to ensure our students have the clinical skills that they need. So we agree about balancing cost and the quality of education, but we cannot compromise on ensuring we have the right faculty in the right classrooms, and we have the ability to do those really hands-on, high-intensity experiences with our students so they are prepared for practice. So it is a balance for sure.
Gina, your thoughts there. Would this prevent students from taking on unreasonable amounts of debt for the salaries that they can expect to receive in the workforce?
Well, I think some of that is already taking place, and nurses are, you know, as they graduate with their debt, you know, their ability to get that paid off is often just as up there with their household expenses. So it's loans, it's day-to-day living and purchasing of things that you need or items that you need for your household. So this will not help in those, you know, the graduate level, because where are we going to find the available faculty who see the return, like I said, their investment in wanting to work in a nursing education program? You know, there is quite a discrepancy in you know, the amount of money a nurse faculty member earns with the same sort of credentials, but are paid much less. And to think that you can lower tuition in a lot of those schools, it's just not going to happen because it is such a highly needed education for nurses. They need that one-on-one when they get into those clinical settings. And, you know, there are rules that talk about that. Accrediting bodies talk about that. So you want a competent, qualified nurse graduating. And that, again, depends on the supply of our nurse educators, too.
Jill, can the private loan market make up the gaps or be even sufficiently affordable, especially for students who have faced, you know, financial hurdles, economic hurdles?
I think that's a wonderful question. I do think that the private loan market will start to close that gap. My concern is the students who will opt out of pursuing because they don't want to take out private loans. Or, as you suggest, they're coming back to school to pursue a different degree or a future degree that will help them with financial concerns they already have. And then the private market will be an absolute barrier for them. We always also continue to look for scholarships and other ways to support students in our college. But we cannot close a gap without sufficient federal funds.
Jill and Gina, thank you so much for this update. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That is Gina Denick-Champion, the CEO of the Wisconsin Nurses Association, and Jill Guttormson, Dean and Professor at the Marquette University College of Nursing. We've been talking with them about how recent federal education policy changes could affect Wisconsin's nursing workforce.